Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news. Hamas has released two American hostages. White House correspondent Christina Ruffini.
We don't know a lot. Look, our Margaret Brennan has confirmed that a diplomat tells her Hamas has released two U.S. hostages, a mother and a daughter. We're expecting to hear more from the Israelis and hopefully from the White House behind me here shortly. But as you know, hostage negotiations are always very, very delicate. So we tend to hear nothing. And then they wait until they are safely in either U.S. custody or a friendly government's custody.
And we're told that the hostages are in Red Cross custody right now. It appears that Egypt is about to open up its border to let some humanitarian aid into Gaza. President Biden earlier this afternoon.
I believe that within the next 24 to 48 hours, the first 20 trucks will come across with aid.
There have been plenty of demonstrations in this country since Israel's war with Hamas started almost 2 weeks ago. But there's been a blanket ban on protests that's temporarily been lifted in Egypt. CBS's Chris Livesay in Cairo.
There haven't been mass protests since then for the very simple reason that they've been completely outlawed, no matter what the cause. Until now, the government has lifted the ban specifically for today to give people a sort of release valve for all this pent-up anger that's been generated by this conflict just across the border.
Another former Trump attorney has pled guilty to trying to subvert the 2020 election, Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
It means that Ken Chesbrough, who actually was a president's lawyer, is on record saying that he was involved in sending false slates of presidential electors to Congress.
His sentence includes probation, community service, a fine, and a letter of apology to be written for illegally trying to overturn the election on Trump's behalf. It's now 0-3 for Ohio Republican Jim Jordan in his quest to become House Speaker.
The total number of votes cast is 429, of which the Honorable Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 194.
20.
The Honorable Hakeem Jeffries.
25 Republicans voted against Jordan, leaving him far short of a win. No word on if he'll try for a fourth time. In Washington County, Maryland, law enforcement is looking for the man they say shot and killed a judge last night in his driveway. Sheriff Brian Albert.
This was a targeted attack on Judge Wilkerson. We've identified Pedro Argote, 49, of Frederick, Maryland, as a suspect in this case. Argote is not in custody and is considered armed and dangerous.
And hours before he was shot, Judge Andrew Wilkinson had presided over a hearing involving Argote's divorce. Wall Street, the Dow is down 116. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Help wanted ads are everywhere. One job market shortfall that's been underreported are our jails. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is confining prisoners to their cells due to a lack of staff to operate the facilities at full capacity. This is a practice unfolding at more prisons than officials previously acknowledged. Initially, prison officials denied any link between lockdowns and staff vacancies, telling Wisconsin Watch that threats and assaultive behavior prompted the restrictions. At Waupun, more than 53% of sergeant and correctional officer positions remain vacant, making it the shortest staff prison in a system.
At the legislative breakfast in Wood County today, Chairman Lance Plimmel said the last thing they wanted to do is build a jail, but it's necessary.
We had a situation where we're spending a couple of million dollars a year every year shipping prisoners out of the county.
He said long-term costs over 30 years is about a $30 million savings. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon, daytime highs approaching 59. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers, tonight lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies, chance for scattered showers, tomorrow daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board. Also our guest host for this Friday, the 20th of October, 2023. Glad to have you along with us in hour number two of the big show. Coming up later this hour, we will get to a little talk of sports, Wisconsin taking on Illinois in college football. Of course, you can hear that game, Wisconsin Badger football, streaming on the Civic Media app. Download it to your favorite Apple or Android device today. You can also hear it over the air if you're listening in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, or Racine in Kenosha. Otherwise, listen to it on the Civic Media app. Great broadcast team of Matt LePay and Mark Towser. Also, coming up this hour, going to continue to talk a little bit more about this weird behavior of 3rd District Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden suddenly taking off, leaving the country when his party, when his caucus needs him most to elect a speaker. You would think that his constituents that he represents in western Wisconsin, in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, La Crosse, Stevens Point, Richland Center, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, just to name a few, you would think that those people would want their elected congressman to be doing his job to try to get a Speaker of the House. Instead, he self-anointed himself, apparently, as some sort of envoy diplomat. It is over there in Israel. Not quite sure what his purpose is. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to join us. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Bill and Economolog, you've been very patient, held to the break. We appreciate it, my friend. Bill, thanks for joining us. What say you?
I'm Van Orden. You know, it's just another crazy leaving the caucus of chaos. All these people, all of them, I mean, they can't even get a speaker straight. They can't do anything. They're helpless. It's time America steps up and does two things. One, demand the Department of Justice start reeling them in, start prosecuting them. They broke their oath of office. They participate in terrorist activity. Many of them, I can even name names, participated in illegal electoral college. They've all committed crimes, yet we sit here and say, oh, look, what about this? What about this? Give me a break, folks. Somebody's got to be the adult in the room. But yet we can't find that adult. So what do I propose? One, I'd be glad if somebody wants to be part of it. We have our own ethics, the Wisconsin Voters Ethics Council, and demand their resignation or to be prosecuted. How long are we going to put up with this stuff? Van Orden isn't the only one. And even what he's doing, you said, well, this doesn't make sense. What have the Republicans done that makes sense? They haven't. They just want to obstruct and take care of their donors. And that's all they do. And in their solution, everything is a tax cut. Well, I'm sorry, America doesn't want that. And when they have the gall to say the American people demand what they're doing, you got it. That's what just tells you they're in La La Land. So yeah. Thanks for giving me a shout out or a chance to vent my spleen. But come on, America, stop sitting on your hands.
Appreciate it, Bill. Bill LeConomalk, you can join us as well, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, I get Bill's passion and his anger, frustration maybe is a better word. I share a lot of that. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure what Derek Van Orden is doing is illegal or unethical necessarily. He is a sitting United States congressperson. They get a budget. They have a certain purview. I think it's really up to the voters of the 3rd District to hold him accountable next fall. From the text line, you can text us, remember, via the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Says here from WMDX, a caller says, I can't help but feel like this is just a publicity stunt, which, you know, I think that's fair. There's been a lot of also from WMDX, another caller saying there's been a lot of negative news around him lately, so he could be trying to wipe the slate clean. I think that's a good point, Luke, because, again, we've seen this, you know, the guy got caught by TSA in Iowa a year or so, 2 years ago. Carried a loaded firearm, basically got a slap on the hand for that. He verbally abuses a teenager at a library in Prairie du Chien in southwest Wisconsin because he was ticked off that they had a gay pride or LGBTQ plus display of books. Went so far as to check all of them out of the library he could find. Then he admittedly was drinking alcohol, which, again, members of Congress are able to do in their offices. Late night here a couple, 3 months ago, and then took some people on a tour and ran into some Senate pages. The Senate was still in session. And teenage high school Senate pages from Wisconsin, it was their next to last day. And as tradition holds, they were lying on their back looking up at the dome of the Capitol in the rotunda, a spectacular sight, and taking photos to remember the occasion, as many people do. And Derek Van Orden ran into them or encountered them and went off, dropping S-bomb, S-word, and F-bombs. I mean, a complete profanity-laced verbal assault. And the thing is, he doesn't deny any of this. Everything I've just told you, I'm not using the word allegedly because he doesn't deny any of it. On the record, he simply says that he was upset by the behavior. This is not well person behavior. And now he leaves the country on some wacky self-proclaimed mission when his constituents need the most here at Wisconsin. Come back more after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Quote based on healthy non-smoking 30.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Get peace of mind with our great selection of motion-sensing security lights. Lithonia Lighting's LED security lights are a durable, long-lasting, bright, and energy-efficient option for your home or business. All stock Lithonia security lights are on sale. Get a dual-head outdoor security floodlight for $24.99 after 11% rebate. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the precursor of Matt Flint Direct. a little early, Luke. About an hour early, but we'll get there.
I just wanted people to know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, along with Luke Mathers today for now on Civic Media. But yes, in less than an hour.
Today for now.
Today for now. Well, you never know what tomorrow might bring. I know, right? But next hour, I am filling in and always happy to do. It's an honor, quite frankly. To fill it in.
I think it's a requirement of the title of president of the Matt Flynn fan club to guest host every now and then.
And we haven't done it. That's the thing. That's what, you know, I have not really sat down and like had a drink and really talked to Matt since we've been working together now for almost a year. But I really want to do that because he's the kind of guy that he has so much experience, Navy veteran, attorney, former two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He has the war stories. You could just sit down and have a beverage and just be thoroughly entertained, and I wouldn't have to say a word. I could just sit there and listen. That's exactly what I want to do. So we gotta work that out. We have to have some Matt and Todd time here moving forward.
Sounds nice.
Right? You can join us if you want.
It wouldn't be Matt and Todd time then, though.
Matt time and Luke time.
Okay. All right. All right. Just something different then. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, join us at 3 o'clock hour. Taking your calls, taking you to the front lines of history, as Matt would say, on Matt Flynn Direct coming up at 3 o'clock. We will tell you what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. Hakeem Jeffries is still the Democratic leader. He is still getting all the Democratic votes. That is not the same for Jim Jordan, who continued to lose votes on a third round on the floor, only got 194. Then they went to a closed caucus, and in secret ballot, it is reported that Jordan lost 112 to 86, only had 86 votes in a closed caucus, and now reports are Jim Jordan has said he is out. He is not going to run again.
How long is that going to last, though? Because he said yesterday that he was not going to run for a third ballot, and then we had a third ballot this morning.
See, you're too young. You're too young as an old guy now. You know, I remember the 1992 election. And in 1992, you had Ross Perot, of course, you know, on Larry King Live, you know, and then he was in. He was out, and you know, there was a great Saturday Night Live sketch with Dana Carvey playing both roles of Larry King and Ross Perot.
Interesting. And yeah, I'll have to go look it up.
Oh, it's fantastic. And you know, and the fact is, it really wasn't that much off the actual thing. It was pretty true what actually happened on the show. And Ross Perot was like, Larry, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. And then King would go out, Larry, I'm back in. I'm back. And that's pretty much what's happening right now in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so that sums it up perfectly.
So this is a little data, and this shows you how quickly things are moving. This is from yesterday afternoon, this clip we're going to play for you, I believe from CNN. This was some of the Republican reaction from the House GOP membership reacting to Jim Jordan's latest plan, which happened today, which was to forge ahead with a third vote. So these comments came after yesterday's number two vote, in which Jordan lost again, and we're being told that Jordan wanted to do yet a third vote. These were the reactions from Republicans on the Hill yesterday.
The new idea right now, I'm told, is that Jim Jordan is going to get behind this resolution to temporarily empower interim Speaker Patrick McHenry until January. Right now, he can only oversee floor votes related to the Speaker's race. He cannot move legislation. And Jordan thinks that this will give him more time to really build support for his speakership bid. But there are a lot of risks to this plan. First of all, it is very unclear that that's going to win over any holdouts. I talked to one of them, Mario Diaz-Balart. He said this does nothing to change his mind about a Jim Jordan speakership. And then the other risk for Jordan is that this is already sparking fierce pushback from members of his own party, conservative members who had been backing him for speaker. They say they do not like the plan of empowering Speaker McHenry. I caught up with some of them earlier today. Let's take a listen to what they said.
It's absurd. It's the biggest FU to Republican voters I've ever seen. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake.
How many Republicans?
Over half the Republicans in that room are against it.
I don't think it's the right way. The speaker drama is not going to go away with extra time.
I don't know why this is happening, so I'm very disappointed.
Oh, hell no. No, no, no. Hades, no. We're elected to leave, not kick the can down the road.
So I'm sorry, no. I forgot. Man, that should have been edited on the front end. We got a little analysis there from the CNN reporter. That's fine. But the point is that was the reaction from Republicans. Yeah, and these are not, you know, weak in terms of like conservatives saying, oh, you're a rhino. These are standard bearer conservatives, many of them Trump supporting Republicans, who are just like, hell no. No, we're not
Hades now.
Hades no.
I don't know if I've ever heard that term before.
Never have either, no. But they're like, we are not going down this road. And that was less than 24 hours ago. And here today, apparently Jordan decided not to pursue the vacating. So what happened was on the internet early this morning, it was circulating. There was a snapshot from the Associated Press of a resolution to vacate the chair, in other words, to get rid of Speaker Pro Tem McHenry. And people are like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Well, apparently, according to parliamentarians, you would have to vacate the chair in order to further empower McHenry as the permanent, or whatever you want to call it, speaker. So there's a lot of, you know, parliamentarian, you know, inside baseball stuff going on. But I think that clip shows you that even from, I hate to call them mainstream Republicans, but they call themselves that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of those people.
Right. They're just like, no, this is done. This is over. And yet they forged ahead. Jordan lost by even bigger margin. And now even in closed caucus. Meanwhile, here's what Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, said about 8 o'clock our time this morning in the gaggle to the press.
To end Social Security as we know it, he wants to end Medicare as we know it, doesn't believe that President Biden was elected in 2020. That's disrespectful to the American people. Jim Jordan wants to impose a nationwide abortion ban, and he is the poster child for MAGA extremism. We are saying to our traditional Republican colleagues, good men and women on the other side of the aisle, end the attachment to the extremist Jim Jordan and join with Democrats in finding a bipartisan path forward.
I mean, that's leadership, Luke. That's a guy who like has his act together, is confident in his own abilities, calls out facts on the other side saying, look, and again, this is before this third vote on Jim Jordan, saying, look, this guy is the guy who is, they literally in their nominating speeches. And Kevin McCarthy gave today's, by the way, not making that up. Kevin McCarthy gave the nominating speech for the third vote for Jim Jordan. And again, they pointed out that cutting Social Security and Medicare was part of the agenda. And Hakeem Jeffries like, look, this does not square up with most of the American people. And why don't you come over, at least some, you know, thoughtful Republicans, and join us? But I mean, the guy's steady. I think he's fantastic.
I don't disagree with that. I just don't know if that's everybody keeps floating this coalition government as a possibility out of this, and I don't see that happening.
I think it's a slim chance.
I think it would be great. I just we're not living in an episode of The West Wing, folks.
We?
Like, is not like one of those things where the symphony is going to play in the background and it's all kumbaya into the sunset. Like, this is I don't know. It's,
well, and people pointed this out. Even if this fantasy of 5, 6, 7 Republicans would cross over and somehow make Hakeem Jeffries the technical speaker, he still couldn't get anything done without those Republicans joining all the Democrats on the vote. So how much he could actually get done in the House, you know, I mean, Republicans would still control the agenda just because if they stuck together, just because they have more votes. So you and you and I both know that any Republican, sitting Republican that would cross over and vote for Jim Jordan for speaker right now, you're done. You're toast. You'll get primaried in your district. So you have to say, look, I'm okay with losing my seat.
I don't know about that because there are, correct me if I'm wrong, Wisconsin has two Republican Biden districts that are represented by Republican members of Congress, right?
In Wisconsin, I'm not sure if they're necessarily
the new district's drawn for the first and the third, I believe, the Stiles seat and Van Orden seat.
I don't know if Biden won those or not. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I would have to see because they were drawn after the 2020 election. So, but I would assume that those two are the closest swing districts that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. And you would think that a then decision for those two current members of Congress, Brian Stile in Janesville, Kenosha area, and Derek Van Orden in the western portion of Wisconsin, that they would be two of the Republican congressmen that are considering the fact that they are in a more competitive district and therefore shouldn't be voting for Jim Jordan as Jeffries pointed out, pretty extreme candidate to be the Speaker of the House. But they're clearly not doing that. All of the Republican delegation for Wisconsin backed Jim Jordan in all three of the votes. Yeah. I'd be interested to know if the individuals here that represent Wisconsin in that closed caucus meeting that Republicans held today, where you see 86 Republicans, I would like to know where Wisconsin's Republican congressmen come down on that vote. But it's a secret ballot, Todd, and we don't get to know the results of that one. But don't you think Wisconsinites should get to know?
Well, of course.
Shouldn't there be some pressure applied to the six Republican congressmen here in Wisconsin that voted publicly, possibly, for Jim Jordan? They all did. They all voted publicly. Van Orden, I guess, missed the third ballot this morning.
In Israel.
But everybody, I would be curious to know where that delegation, those six individuals, voted in the secret ballot.
I bet they'd all tell you they voted for Jim Jordan.
Publicly, that's what they're saying, but I don't know if their secret ballots represent that, Todd.
It reminds me of when my former boss, Dale Schultz, ran for majority leader in 2004. And of course, Fitzgerald, it was all lined up because his brother was the assembly speaker. Fitz's brother is going to be the brother's Fitz in control of the legislature. And so Fitz thought he had it in the bag. Well, Dale had run against Ron Kind in the 3rd District that year, and he'd been all over the state. Of course, Kind beat him, but Dale did well, and it allowed him to kind of network with his caucus. And so Dale worked the phones quietly and just said, you know, I appreciate the consideration. Here's why I'm running. And we went into the caucus and voted, and Dale won by one vote. And Fitz and his team were shocked and stunned. And the press went to everybody and asked them who you voted for. And everybody and it came up in the public that Fitz had one more vote than Dale. So the question was, who was lying? And it turned out Mary Lozick from over by Milwaukee, she had told both Dale and Fitz that she had voted for them and told the press that she had voted for Fitz, but she voted for Dale.
I'm just saying, secret ballots are secret for a reason, but I think Wisconsinites should know. Yes. If I was a Republican voter, I would want to know my congressman, if they're making one decision in private and one publicly, why they're making those differences and why it doesn't match between the two.
The mysteries of life we shall never know, perhaps. We're going to come back. Top new teams for Milwaukee soccer team. We'll tell you what they are. Do you agree? And the Wisconsin Badgers play on the road in Illinois. Luke and I will discuss. Take your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network on the Matt Flynn Network.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As you're getting ready for hunting season, the DNR is reminding hunters to use caution when putting up deer stands. They recommend avoiding putting stands in or near ash trees. Most ash trees, especially in the southern half of Wisconsin, Door County, and the Mississippi River counties, are dead or dying from emerald ash borer infestation. These damaged or dead trees may unexpectedly snap or drop large branches. Hunters should also be cautious when on the ground, especially in windy conditions. Infested or dead trees can drop branches or break in the wind. Tree stand accidents are the leading cause of serious injury to deer hunters. The Room to Zoom Dog Park will be closed Monday morning in Wisconsin Rapids to overseed the grassy areas. After next week, they will be shutting off the water at the park. So if you bring your doggos to Zoom at the park after October 27th, please bring water along with you. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon, daytime highs approaching 59. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
you know, time marches on. And
you were going to let this one sneak by, and I said, was. No.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't going to say, because my birthday is tomorrow. And so
you're like, I lucked out. Yeah, it's a exactly. Saturday. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. No, sirree.
And then we had another thing that we got to invite you and the whole staff. And I said, well, I can't go this weekend. You're like, oh, what's going on? I said, well, it's my birthday. So I'm doing a couple other things, I think.
You said it at a much lower decibel level than that, though. You were kind of just like, oh, yeah, I can't go because it's my birthday. And I was like, what was that? What was that? And I, too, see, this is the fun thing about birthdays. Yes. I don't like mine. Like, I'm not a big birthday.
You're still young.
I understand that, but I don't like my, it's like an attention thing. I just don't like I don't like the attention on me. I like celebrating other people's birthdays. So that's a lot of fun. But to me, I'm kind of just like, yeah, it's just another day. And I have successfully some years gone with very few people besides like the Facebook stuff, because that becomes the catalog keeper of birthdays now. But I've been kind of, you know, just casually able to go about it and not have to have a whole lot of hoopla. But then like me, tried to not get a whole lot of hoopla, and I was like, oh, we're going to give Todd a little hoopla on his show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't, you know, I enjoy a good party, but I just always feel uncomfortable when it's me.
Exactly.
You know? And so,
exactly. I'm with you on that.
And so I don't mind celebrating my birthday, but like you, I would rather be with family or friends and do something and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Understandable.
We'll have more of that in our final segment here, kind of what we're thankful for and talk. Yes, I don't care. I'll tell people I'm 54 tomorrow. 54.
There you go. You don't look a day over 53.
Well, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you so very
much. It was
much.
Right there. I had to do it. I apologize.
Says the man with all his hair yet. Just wait.
No,
just wait.
See, I don't want to be mean because it's going to come back and get me. I know.
Well, we appreciate it. It's. I don't mind. I've told people the worst birthday for me was 25 because I got to that. I thought, at best, I have 3 more rounds of this left. And the first 25 went just like that. Honestly, that was my worst birthday so far.
Really?
25. Yeah. So I got over that. Now it's just kind of like, I'm thankful to be here.
There you go.
So more on that later. Thank you, Luke Mathers. We appreciate it. I want to change gears a little bit. I want to get into some sports stuff. But again, we'll have more news for you in the next hour. With Matt Flynn Direct, he is on a little vacation today. I'll be filling in that chair. We'll update you on all the rest of the news, bring you to the front lines of history. But right now, let's go to the front lines of soccer in Milwaukee. This afternoon, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Ricardo Torres. And this is fantastic, by the way, because you don't want Bob Smith or you know, Todd Allball reporting on soccer. You want a guy by the name of Ricardo Torres. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, that's exactly what you want if you're a soccer fan. Final 10 names revealed for Milwaukee Pro Soccer Club. Final name, crest and branding to be released later. And with full credit, our colleague and friend who is on maternity leave right now, Kristen Bry, I believe she and Jane did a whole segment on this. I remember listening to it like when they were trying to solicit names. I think they had somebody on from the team, actually.
Yeah, I think his name is escaping me right now, but Bart Winkler, I believe, is working with Milwaukee Pro Soccer, and I believe Bart joined Kristen and Jane. Yes.
It was a great show.
I'd be curious to know if any of the suggestions they aired on that episode it into the final 10.
How should we do it? Should we ask people to call in with names, or should we just tell them and then see which one you like the best? And this is in particular for our listeners down in the Shaw, WAUK, in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Racine, Kenosha area. But it's for everybody. This is the only professional. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. Madison has the Flamingos.
The Forward. Madison Forward. Yeah.
Oh, but the Flamingos is the...
Flamingos the mascot. Sorry. Yeah.
See,
Forward FC is the... It's okay. Right.
But I went to my first one this year, by
you
the
did?
Way.
I yeah. didn't get to one this season yet. I wanted to go, and then unfortunately fell through.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I told Zomers about this. So my dear friend Joe Berkland, who I went out to his wedding in Denver a while back, his bachelor party, part of the bachelor party... was going to a Flamingos game.
You did mention this,
And Joe was, we paid, I guess, or chipped in, and Joe got to take a shot at the goal before the game started. And we all had a beer in our hands, went down the field. It was fantastic. And the goalie, the forward goalie, says to my friend Joe Berkland, he goes, where are you going to shoot it? And Joe goes up for left quarter. And the guy goes, yeah, you're not going to make it. And then Joe's like, all right, we'll see. He was a starting quarterback at UW Platteville and then played professional football, American football in Europe. All right. Had never had never.
It's a weird place to play American football.
Yeah, in Germany, and they won. And they won the conference championship. The firsties in Germany. That was the name of the team.
The firsties.
Exactly.
The firsties.
Did you run into one on your European vacation?
I did not see one on my European vacation. There was a lot of empty glasses, so I wasn't thirsty.
No, firsties.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Firsties.
The accent, I threw it off.
Right. Anyway, so Joe gets, he never claims, and Joe's a pretty honest guy, claims he had never kicked a soccer ball in his life. But he has, he's one of these fitness guys. He used to be my trainer. He looks like Adonis out there, for God's sake. You know, and so he's a fit guy, an athletic guy, goes out there, and they blow the whistle, and by golly, Joe nails it, goes right past the goalie's hands, into the net. It was fantastic.
There you go.
So that was my experience at Madison Forward. So soccer is, my football used to call it a kick in the grass. But I mean, it's a Vitus rip. But remember, that was 1988, 87, when soccer wasn't big here. But now, of course, it is. So here now, yesterday, Milwaukee Pro Soccer, the group running the effort to give the team life, announced it was partnering with Kramer Krasselt, I don't know, a Milwaukee-based marketing agency, better get a better name, to create the branding and crest for the club. A fan advisory vote narrowed more than 4,000 options. Wow, 4,000 options for names, 10 are left. And here they are. Take your calls. Which one of these do you think is the best? Number one, and I think that, I don't know, Kristen or Greg, somebody thought this was good, Milwaukee Tall Boys. Milwaukee Tall Boys. That's, you know, a beer thing. The Milwaukee Barons have made the cut. Goodland or Goodland. I don't know. Goodland. I would say Goodland.
It's Goodland is what Milwaukee is in Algonquin. So it's the Goodland is Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee Brigade is also on there. Lake Effect.
I like that one.
Like that?
That's a good one. Right. I'm a big fan of that one. Because it would be... Lake Effect FC football club, usually. So Lake Effect FC.
That's pretty good.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I like that
one.
Fresh Coast.
That one's FCFC. So it's FC squared. Fresh Coast Football Club. So I like that one, too.
All right. Milwaukee Iron. That's very strong.
Yeah. You know? A little cold, though.
Iron, right? Cream City. Cream City Football Club. 1846 Milwaukee.
So the founding year. Right. Okay.
Not bad. And the final suggestion for a Milwaukee Pro Soccer Club, Milwaukee Industrial.
I don't like that one as much.
So the choices are Milwaukee Tall Boys, Milwaukee Barons, Goodland, Milwaukee Brigade, Lake Effect, Fresh Coast, Milwaukee Iron, Cream City, 1846 Milwaukee, or Milwaukee Industrial. Which one do you like? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The top vote getter this afternoon on our show will be the winner of the...
There you go. That's how we're picking it, folks.
That's how we're picking it.
The marketing firm that Todd can barely announce is going tasked us here on the Todd Alba Show to pick the name, the winner.
Stranger things have happened, I suppose.
Have they? Have they?
Well, this week, yes.
I'm telling you, they did a bracket back when there was in the narrowing down process of these 4,000 plus entries. They were doing brackets of like head to head, which ones would be best, and the several of those ones were, I thought, really good contenders, and I'm not surprised. Milwaukee Industrial, kind of a little surprised that one made the list, but the Fresh Coast FC, that one that I think might be my top choice. FC squared.
It's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
One of our texters from the Shaw, WAUK, says, why not Milwaukee Cheese Curds? Well, it was probably on the list of whatever it was, 1,000 names or whatever, but it did not make the cut.
The curds. I don't think you need Milwaukee Curds.
Right.
That would be a good one, too. Yeah, it didn't make the cut, though.
The Milwaukee Curds won going away. The Curds and away.
That joke's best in print, though. That's not necessarily the best audio medium joke, but that's okay.
I found that out in real time, but that's fine. You know, there's not a lot of dress rehearsal. Okay.
No. We're flying by the seat of our pants here, folks.
Here's a WMDX here in Madison. West from Middleton says those forward Madison FC games are fire. Very excited for some Milwaukee Pro Soccer as well. I am too. It's I was super impressed when I went to the game this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The flock, the fans. Yeah. You could say game. Nobody's gonna fault you for it. But I'm a little upset with myself that I haven't got a chance. They're in the playoffs.
Yes,
for Madison.
Yeah.
So right. I think that game's this weekend. I think have to so. Look it up. And I believe there's a watch party this
right here on Civic Media. So no. Wouldn't that be fantastic though? If we were?
That would be a good one to get. Yeah. Yeah. But the club is doing well. They had some. Little coaching the changes made this last offseason, but the forward have been really putting it together on the field this year, on the pitch this year, as some would say.
Yeah, I think Ted Lasso's did a great job with forwards. So.
It's going to be very exciting when this Milwaukee professional soccer team comes to town.
Also from WAUK in the Shaw, saying, quote, they are round and fresh, just like the Todd Allball show.
The Kurds are.
Well, that's true. You realize I have gained almost 10 pounds in the year I've been doing this show? It's too much sitting and preparing and not enough walking.
Well, you can walk and prepare, can't you?
Well, it's hard to have a computer in front of you when you do that.
You got to get one of those desks that's like the peanut delivery guy. The peanut delivery guy. You like put it around your shoulders and you got the beer delivery at AmFam Field.
I always wanted to do that job.
Yeah, realize you just need one of those things and then you can walk around with your computer in front of you.
I don't brag about myself often, but do you know? he gave me a look like I do. Oh my God, am I really that egotistical?
I'm kidding.
Oh my God. There was a time for many years when I held the record for number of programs sold at the Chicago Bears training camp in Platteville, Wisconsin. I sold over 500 programs in one session.
Oh, yeah? And then did you get your name on a plaque somewhere? Yeah, is it notarized?
You got to have the right voice. I'm standing back. So you're like, program here. Program here. You got to get that rhythm, you understand? I can't just like program here. Anybody want a program? Like, dude, you want a program? No, you got to have it. That was honed during several Milwaukee Brewer baseball games. You know, bear hit, bear. You don't pronounce the whole thing. It's the voice inflection.
Okay.
And then kind of the showmanship when you sell it.
Folks, you're tuned in for a masterclass today on the Todd Alba Show.
Anyway, what do you think of these names? We'll run them down one more time. These have made the cut now for the top name suggestion. The final round here, one of these names will be the official name for your new Milwaukee pro soccer team. Number one, Milwaukee Tall Boys. Number two, Milwaukee Barons. Three, Goodland. Four, Milwaukee Brigade. Five, Lake Effect. Six, Fresh Coast. Number seven, Milwaukee Iron. Number eight, Cream City. Number nine, 1846 Milwaukee. And the final version, number 10, Milwaukee Industrial. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on that. Very quickly, although time is running out I'm trying to figure out what clock I'm on. There's lots of clocks these days.
It's okay.
It's a room full of clocks.
It's all clocks.
It's all clocks.
It's clocks and sports tangents and speaker vote updates and all of the important things you need on a Friday afternoon.
At least it's not like our former governor, Clocks and Tables, or Lieutenant Governor, pardon me about that. Anyway, we're going to come back and tell you what we're thankful for, a little Mimosa Friday, and a special ending to our show today. The last one from 1 until 3, we go to noon starting on Monday. Back with Luke and Todd after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it's Todd's birthday.
We know the key to unity of all people is in the dream that you had so long ago. That lives in all of the hearts of people.
Your smile.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just,
down he goes,
won't,
intercepted, he's gone,
stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers hit the road to take on the Fighting Illini. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from national news. Associated Press, ABC, CBS, depending upon your station in the Civic Media Network of stations across Wisconsin. A quick check of weather. And then it's Matt Flynn Direct. Always going to get right to it. Matt Flynn on a little vacation. Yours truly will be filling in the big host chair. Beautiful leather chair that it is. We'll be filling in Matt Flynn Direct. Join us next hour here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And before we move on, Luke, have some votes in for these names for the new Milwaukee Pro Soccer Club. Caller from Waukesha says first vote is for FC Squared.
Fresh Coast Football Club.
Thank you, Fresh Coast Football Club. And also number two vote, Milwaukee Barons, if Charlie is the
instead
mascot.
Of Barons, oh. BA again, another it's a wordplay, but again, it doesn't really work on the audio medium. But instead of Barons, which is Barrons, as one of the finalists for this club name is, I'd be Milwaukee Barons, Charlie Barons.
I'd be all for that. He'd be great, wouldn't he?
But it's only if Charlie's the mascot, so you got to get him on board.
He'd do that.
He's a busy man.
He's busy, but he's
cranking out the Krebs cast.
He's a Wisconsin guy.
He is. He's extremely Wisconsin.
Right. Also from WMDX, this actually is Mary from Mount Horeb listening on MDX. Let's see. I like Lake Effect and Cream City. Wow, very good, Luke. You're picking the winners there. The second one you can play on words when you're a win and say, we creamed them. No, yours wasn't Cream City. Yours was Fresh Coast.
Sorry. Well, yeah, Lake Effect, though, is the other one that I liked. Yeah. But yeah, the Cream City, referring to bricks, though.
Yes.
Bricks.
Right. Because the beautiful Cream City brick architecture in Milwaukee.
My favorite Bucks uniform was the Cream City ones that they did. But they discontinued them because they were too close to the court, the color of the court. And
are you serious?
The new, yeah, in for... advertisers now, they project some of them on the screen, so they're not actually on the hardwood, but the Cream City uniforms that the Bucks had were too close to that color, so when a player would walk past that projection on the TV, it would instead be projected on their uniform than the hardwood floor, and so the Bucks no longer able, at least, I don't know if that's a fit, that's what I've heard, it's hearsay, right. I don't know if it's for sure why the Cream City uniforms went away, but you can't the Bucks can't play in them anymore.
Wow.
I don't know.
I did not know that. Inside baseball
news. I'm upset about it. I like those jerseys.
They may be back. They can change. They changed the floor color now like it's underwear. I mean, they can. That's easy for them now. So, I mean, you never know. Final vote here from Jeff Perry. How about the Van Ordens? The Milwaukee Van Ordens. He's a busy guy now. He's in Israel. Anyway, we've come to that point, the point in the show. And remember, we're back with you on noon, our new time on noon on Monday. bring your lunch pail for a Nooner with Todd. We're still working out the details of the show, but it'll be noon, high noon on Monday. Luke, that time of the show, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for, oh gosh, I prepped and then I'm losing it now. I'm very thankful for my wife, who this week we have been playing catch up in our lives, uh-huh. and the fact that she has been very supportive in my catching up, her place of employment, not as whirlwindy when she returned. So therefore, it's been an interesting week, and I'm just very thankful for Kelsey and the stability that she helps provide in the catch up that I've been doing since returning from my absence.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit crazy here at work. We're trying some new things, and that's fantastic, and they'll all get ironed out, I'm sure. I am thankful, Luke mentioned it, turning 54 tomorrow. Thankful for a great friend who I share not my exact birthday with, but we shared a hospital room together when we were born. I was born on the 21st, rather.
Say what? Now you're lying to me what day your birthday is.
No, 21st. Rob Wheat was born on the 22nd. His mom just passed away here a few weeks ago, so thinking of him, she was a great person. Rosalie Wheat, a nurse herself, helped me a lot, and my mom and my sister growing up. And so thinking of Rob, wishing him a happy birthday, and he'll be turning 54 on Sunday. Thankful for family and friends. We're going to hang out with them a little bit over the weekend as well, and very thankful. I'm going to be taking a moment this weekend to pause and reflect. And I know I've said that before, and I want to give a shout out. I'm not going to give her last name because I'm not authorized, although it's very public knowledge. My property manager here in Madison, Jocelyn, great person, helped me get into the apartment building that I'm at. Took care of the property great, did the social media and other things for the company that owns the building I'm at. She has a husband who they met in high school, got engaged at the state fair, both come from dairy farm families. She has two other children, two boys under the age of 10, pregnant, very happy, had their third boy, and she passed away suddenly due to postpartum infection. At the age of like 35, 36. And it put everything in perspective to me about work. You know, nobody's dying here, Luke. Nobody has to raise a kid who's 1 week old. And so I'm going to take my birthday weekend to think about Jocelyn and her family. And I'm going to be really thankful because at the end, life is wonderful. And sometimes just being thankful for our health and for being alive, that's all that matters. My heart goes out to Jocelyn and her family. And Luke, we get to live this weekend. And here's to you, my friend. Here's to your wife. And here's to everyone else. Make that cheers to you and cheers to Jocelyn for a life well lived and to her family. I want to take you out a little bit differently. I'll join you on the other side with Matt Flynn Direct. Keep banging your drum. We're going to go out with Jason Mertz. And remember, just be thankful that we're living and thankful for life. Luke, if you'd be so kind.
La la, life is wonderful. La 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 la, life goes full circle. La 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 la, life is wonderful. La 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 la. It takes a night to make it dawn. It takes a day to make you yawn, brother. And it takes some old to make you young. It takes some cold to know the sun. It takes the one to have the other. And it takes no time to fall in love. But it takes you years to know what love is. And it takes some fears to make you trust. It takes those tears to make it rust. It takes the dust to have it polished. Yeah. Ah, la 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 la, life is wonderful. Ah, la 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 la, life goes full circle. Ah, la 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 la, life is wonderful. Ah, la la la.
Oh, takes some silence to make sense. And it takes a loss before you found me.
Do you love getting...
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.